This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. At tonight's State of the Union address, Colorado lawmakers hope to highlight issues important to them by inviting guests to the Capitol to be in the audience. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports from Washington.
Getting military aid to Ukraine has been paramount for Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. To push that point, he's invited Marina Dabrova, president of Ukrainians of Colorado, to stress the need for the House to pass a military aid package for the country.
I wanted to have my guest be somebody who would be in the chamber reminding the speaker and other people that the work is undone and that we have to finish it.
Biden will likely discuss Ukraine as well as military aid to other allies. It's one of many issues that remain logjammed in Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Our live coverage of tonight's State of the Union address starts at 7. Six of Colorado's eight U.S. House members voted in favor of a federal funding bill Wednesday. The package pays for half of the government through the start of October. All of Colorado's House Democrats voted yes, including Representative Diana DeGette.
We were able to keep virtually all of the poison pill amendments out, the restrictions on abortion, LGBTQ rights, things like that. They're gone from the bill. So I think it's a compromise.
Republican Doug Lamborn also voted yes, noting the bill contains billions in spending cuts. Those cuts weren't enough for Lamborn's fellow Republicans, Ken Buck and Lauren Boebert, who both voted against the spending package. A Colorado window manufacturer is getting a big investment from the federal government. Alpen High Performance Products, headquartered in Louisville, makes triple and quad pane windows, which better insulate buildings to cut heating and cooling costs. The U.S. Department of Energy will spend $6 million to help the company update production facilities in Colorado and Pennsylvania. Alpen says the project will allow it to increase production tenfold and create 100 jobs. This is CPR News and KRCC.